when the suspect crashed his vehicle. Unfortunately, Deputy Dalia received life-threatening injuries when he was struck by another patrol car responding to the shooting. He suffered brain trauma along with severe burns to his back and faces a very long road to recovery. You can donate to help him, his fiance, and their young son recover from this tragedy by going to porac.org. Governor Gavin Newsom and the group opposing Proposition 1 are both urging voters whose ballots may have been rejected to fix their signatures in the too-close-to-call race. Ballots that are mailed in require a signature on the outside of the envelope. Now, if it's missing or does not match, those ballots are set aside. The voter is then contacted to fix the problem, and both sides are urging that every ballot be counted in a race separated by less than 20,000 votes. Billionaire philanthropist, author, and former wife of Jeff Bezos, Mackenzie Scott, announced Tuesday she is giving $640 million to 361 small nonprofits that responded to an open call for applications. Since she began giving away billions in 2019, Scott and her team have researched and selected organizations without an application process and provided them with large, unrestricted gifts. The 279 nonprofits that received top scores from an external review panel were awarded $2 million each, while 82 organizations in a second tier received $1 million each. 8:33 at KZST, time for one final check of traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirov. Hello again, Olivia. How are those roads?
Hi, good morning. CHP is on scene of a crash, Liberty Road at Pepper, with the lanes blocked. So if you are traveling through that area, just move over for the emergency vehicles and slow down. Other than that, the roadways are looking pretty good for your drive in. There is a slight slowdown northbound US 101 at Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. And then State Route 12 interchange US 101, it's a slight slowdown there as well. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZST.
As a homeowner, you may wonder what the best options are for comfort, efficiency, and style. Fortunately, Golden State Window and Door Design can take the guesswork out of the process. Here's Golden State's Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
During our 70 years of operation, we've learned how to make upgrades to your home easier, even enjoyable. First of all, we work directly with contractors and professional builders, removing some of the legwork you don't have time for. With our experienced sales team and vendor list, we can offer a good number of price options on energy efficiency. As a Marvin Direct retailer, you'll receive competitive pricing on exceptional window solutions. We've also partnered with True Style Doors to bring their industry-leading quality to Sonoma County. See other options at goldenstatelumber.com, then click products for windows and doors.
Serving Sonoma County for over 30 years, visit Golden State Window and Door Design on Airport Boulevard at Aviation. Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
Pajamas are comfy and help me get a good night's sleep. But many foster kids don't even have PJs. To help foster kids feel at home in that first night, Mancini Sleep World and the Ticket to Dream Foundation are hosting a new pajama collection drive in all Mancini Sleep World locations. Whether it's footy PJs, nightshirts, or sweats, we'll match them with a foster kid or teen. Just drop off new PJs in any size to your local Mancini Sleep World store until Monday. To learn more, visit sleepworld.com.
With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in our nose. Now, there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage, available at Navage.com. In sports, the Warriors are home against the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, and the AL Rabinovitz High School Baseball Tournament wraps up today. The seventh place game features Piner versus Windsor. The consolation game, Ukiah versus Annaly. Third place game is Montgomery versus Arcata at Montgomery at 10 a.m. And the championship match features Ranch Cotati versus Maria Carrillo at Montgomery at 4 p.m. And your forecast, after morning fog and a little drizzle, mainly sunny, occasional high clouds, a little cooler, Santa Rosa reaching 65 today. Tonight, turning cloudy in the overnight hours with 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with mid-60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band return to the stage at the Footprint Center in Phoenix, a triumphant return for the boss who postponed his 2023 world tour. In September, Springsteen, who's now 74, announced his world tour would be delayed until 2024, citing doctor's advice as he recovered from peptic ulcer disease. Well, he's all better and out on the road. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
County's KZST.
The YMCA Leprechaun will bring you extra good fortune when you join the Y by March 24th. Pick a gold coin for a chance to win either a month of membership, zero join fee, or some Y swag, and much more. Discover countless opportunities to connect, get moving, and manage stress. Land and aqua classes, indoor and outdoor fitness centers, personal trainers. Something just for you or for everyone in your family. Don't wait to find your good fortune. Join the Sonoma County Family YMCA by March 24th. SCFYMCA.org.
Hey, Hoops fans. Looking for an exciting March Madness experience? Head over to Mountain Mike's Pizza. Catch all the slam dunks, buzzer beaters, and intense moments while savoring mouthwatering pizzas and a full bar at select locations.
Bring the March Madness excitement home with delicious takeout options, too. Whether you're cheering from the comfort of your living room or hosting a game day party, Mountain Mike's Pizza is your slam dunk choice for the perfect feast. Score big with flavor at Mountain Mike's Pizza. Visit MountainMikesPizza.com.
There's a 180-square-foot shack on sale in Palo Alto for $2 million.
How'd you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
In a national survey of outside-the-home usage, the internet was used 42%, mobile phones 56%, and radio used 75%.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel a safe distance until you can't smell the gas, and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
100.1 KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. Landon McPherson, Man Landers, in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie.
Thank you for being here, and a very special guest with us right now. She is so excited to be here because she has nothing to do today at all or for the next couple of weeks. I have Natalie Silurzo.
Yes, you got it.
I forgot to ask you how to say that. The owner of Russian River Brewing, both locations. It, of course, a big week for beer lovers. The 20th anniversary of the release of Pliny the Younger from Russian River Brewing Company. It is almost here, that iconic triple IPA that brings people to Sonoma County from all over the world. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Wow. Kind of a hectic week for you, huh?
Just a busy week. Yeah, maybe a little hectic. I had a lot of media here yesterday, and that was really fun. And then, yeah, we're just putting the finishing touches on the release. I just, first thing I do every morning is come in and open up the to-do list and see where we are on everything. And like,
I thought you were going to say open the fridge.
First thing I do in the morning is open the fridge and grab a beer.
Of course you do. Well, I mean, Natalie, is it crazy for you to think that people come in here, come to our county, wait in these lines up to 12 hours at a time to get into your facilities and taste Pliny the Younger? How does that make you feel? Is it crazy?
Yeah, it is. Crazy is a great word. It's a lot of pressure because, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years this year, and hasn't always been like this. The lines didn't start forming until 2010, and we're just, like, so, like, grateful, kind of overwhelmed that people continue to come year after year. We only had to cancel the in-person release one time in 2021 during COVID. That was the year that we sold the beer online. Thankfully, we won't have to do that again. but, you know, just that, you know, a lot of the same people come year after year. And I think for us, that's the biggest compliment of all. It means that they've had the experience before. They've waited in line and who knows what conditions. A lot of times it's cold, it's rainy, and that is the forecast for this weekend, naturally. And but yet they continue to come back year after year, and it makes me feel, it makes all of us feel like we did something right.
I mean,
you know, they weren't just checking a box and saying, been there, done that, don't need to do it again.
Absolutely. I mean, they come from, it's such a popular beer, they come from internationally, they are intrigued, they wait in this line. Pliny the Younger, so available on tap and in bottles this Friday through April 4th. Mm-hmm. Tell us, Natalie, what is new this year with regards to the beer?
Sure, yeah. So the beer itself is virtually the same recipe as last year, with the addition of a little more hop called Nectaron. Nectaron is a New Zealand hop. Vinny and I actually just got back from New Zealand because it's the hop harvest down there. Kind of interesting to be on the other side of the world where the seasons are opposite. You know, we came home to bud break in the vineyards when they're actually harvesting grapes down there. And so we were really excited to add that last year to the beer, and we loved it so much that we added more. This year's beer, it's 10.25%. It's triple dry hopped, meaning that we dry hop it three times. So we add the hops throughout the boil in the kettle, and then during the fermentation process, we add even more hops throughout the brewing process until the very end. And so we actually added a total of about 7 pounds per barrel of hops this year, which is quite a lot. But we're super excited about the additional Nectaron. We also made the recipe just a little more bitter this year. So I feel like this year's Younger is a little more balanced with bitterness, with the malt, with a little bit of sweetness from the alcohol. And then it's just super hoppy, aromatic, like orange, citrus, stone fruit, nectarine. Mango really stands out, a little bit of pineapple, some pine and some resin, so you get a little bit of those dank characters too. It's a really well-balanced, beautiful beer this year, so we're super excited about it.
Bitter,
the other new thing
I like
is,
bitter and hoppy. Bitter and hoppy. Sorry, go ahead.
Bitter and hoppy, yes. We had our graphic designer, Jason Robertson, designed a special 20th anniversary logo for all of the merchandise and the bottles, and it turned out really beautiful. It's a depiction of Mount Vesuvius erupting beer and hops and bottles of Pliny the Younger
Nice.
Over the Windsor Brewery. Very colorful, very beautiful. So for people who don't know, Pliny the Elder and Pliny the Younger, they were relatives. Pliny the Elder was Pliny the Younger's uncle. And Pliny the Elder died during the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. Pliny the Younger survived, and he became an author and I think a lawyer. And he wrote a lot of letters that became of historical significance that survived the eruption of Mount Vesuvius as well. And so, yes, we're just super excited to kind of honor Elder and Younger through our work on the label and in celebration of the anniversary. And then the other new thing this year is three bottles of Pliny the Younger available to our guests. Normally we have a limit of two bottles, but this year we've upped it to three bottles. And anybody who purchases three bottles, we include a really beautiful custom-made three-pack gift box. So those are some of the new things for 2024.
I was waiting for you to say that. Three bottles, not two now. That's fabulous. And Natalie, when is the best time to come? I know the lines are long, but if you had some advice for people thinking about, you know, when would be the shortest line?
Yeah, I think historically midweek. Don't come on Saturday. Saturday is just the busiest day. Usually Sunday is less busy than Saturday. Sometimes, like the first weekend, I don't know why this is, but the first weekend tends to not be as busy as the second weekend. That's kind of weird. So if you need to come on a weekend, maybe this weekend. We are expecting a little bit of a bigger turnout this year for the 20th anniversary. But for the locals, I really recommend Monday through Thursday. And if you can come to the, I know we have a lot of locals who really prefer the OG at Santa Rosa. They know what they like to eat there. They know our staff because we actually do have employees who have worked for the company for 20 years, who you might see down in Santa Rosa or even up here in Windsor. And so Monday through Thursday, I do recommend the Windsor Brewery only because it's larger and we tend to turn tables a little faster. So like you were saying, you live in Windsor, you can cruise by, see how long the line is. If it looks pretty short, just pull in and hop in. We have a lot of locals who live in the local neighborhood here who just drive by every day, and if it looks good, they just swing in and maybe wait for, you know, more than an hour to get in on a random, like, Thursday night. You know, Easter is in the middle of Younger this year, and I'm wondering if that might be a good day to come.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there
really isn't a bad day, I'm sure.
But I don't think so.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're a busy girl this week. You kick it off on Friday, goes all the way through, what was it, the 4th?
It
April 4th?
Yeah, and we're celebrating the Santa Rosa Pub's 20th anniversary official day is April 3rd. So Vinny and I will be down there probably most of the day on the 3rd, just celebrating, maybe popping some big bottles, eating some cupcakes and have some balloons or something, and just kind of really, it's just kind of everything's colliding right now with the 20th anniversary of our Santa Rosa Pub as well as the 20th release of Pliny the Younger. So much to celebrate this year.
And just before I let you go, I told you off the air, I have a little ditty for you that I wrote myself, and I'm going to just tell you I can't sing, but you'll get the gist of it. I'm just going to do one little verse.
Okay.
And then I'm going to let you go, okay? Good luck. Thank you, Natalie, for being here. Russian River Brewing, Pliny the Younger debuts on Friday, and this is for you, Natalie. 99 bottles of Pliny in the bar, 99 glasses of Pliny. Wait in line, pass the time. 98 bottles of Pliny in